Well, hello and welcome to this Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on 23rd of July 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. As we edge ever closer to the weekend, I've got to say I'm feeling rather good this week. Feeling rather positive. There's just something about late July. The garden is absolutely full. The allotment is buzzing. And even though it's been dry, I'm just hopeful that this weekend is going to be a great one. Now, talking of this weekend, I always like to share my plans of what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I'm going to be heading down to the allotment Friday and again on Saturday morning. Want to plant out some more kale, and this is going into the bed where my first early potatoes grew. Now, that bed is now clear of first early potatoes. We don't want to waste any space. So kale, I've already got young plants of, is going in there. It's going to be a reliable crop for later in the year throughout the winter. But alongside the kale, I'm also going to be planting some chives, Welsh onions or spring onions. These are just going to be great companions to ward off some pests. These are going to be in pots. I'm just going to be sticking in the ground with them. Of course, everything is going to get a good water and a weed, but the soil is incredibly hard at the moment, which is going to make it a little bit tricky. Even some of the simple jobs are going to feel like a workout. And added to that, speaking of hard soil, I'm going to start trying to take out the gooseberry and bramble area. Now, this is a big job, and the dryness of the soil is going to just going to make it really tough to dig out the roots. But it does need doing, and once it's underway, there's no turning back. So it just needs starting. Now, back at home, I'm actually going to be going through my plastic plant pots. I've got a huge collection of plastic plant pots. Some I need to get rid of, but I want to go through and reorganise them, sort them, get rid of any broken ones. It's just amazing how they accumulate. I often say they breed, and I don't really buy plastic plant pots where I can help it, but I just need to really reduce the numbers down because they get a bit in the way. While I'm at it, I'm also going to be just checking on how much rainwater we've got stored now. It has been rather dry lately. I need to see what we've got left in our tanks and whether or not we need to do something. So that's going to be a bit of an eye-opener. I'm also planning to have a bit of a shuffle around in the shed. Just get things a little bit better organised and tidied in there. Not the main tidy, so we do that throughout the winter. But it does look like this weekend is going to be a little bit quiet when we look through the list. But, you know, it's still quite a bit to do. Sunday, of course, we're going to be checking on the bees as well. Now, that's my plans for this weekend. And as I said, there's always tasks that we can still do. So I've got a few tasks that you might want to do as well. Give your tomatoes a feed and check for any yellowing leaves that need removing. This gives your tomatoes, and in fact any brassicas or anything like that, a good chance of growing strong. Thin out any heavy clusters of grapes or apples, and we've spoken about this quite a bit lately. Getting a little bit late to do this, but it just means the remaining fruits size up nicely. Deadhead any dahlias, calendula, cosmos that you might have to keep them flowering. And this just helps keep pests and dahlias, of course, being an edible flower. And you might want to refresh your salad bed, with a new sowing of fast growers, such as lettuce, rocket, mizuna, anything like that, just to keep those salads going. You know me, I'm a big lover of salads. We eat a lot of them, so we always keep them going. Added to that, it's going to be a good chance to tie in any wandering cucumber or bean vines just before they get too tangled. And then, of course, I want you to check your water butts and gutters for blockages. Give them a good clear out, and just helps when the rain does finally come. So I think there's quite a bit of things that you could be finding yourself doing this weekend if you are stuck trying to think what you could do. Now, today we sowed the cabbage durum early from this month's seed supporters pack, and I've actually sown mine in plug plant trays. Really straightforward process. I've just filled the trays up with a good quality seed compost, just firming it gently so the surface is level. And then I've just made a little hole in each cell, about a centimetre deep, and dropped a single seed into each one. And just giving it another watering, covering over with compost, just enough to hide that seed and then I've placed that in my seed, my auto pot trays. Now, of course, if you haven't got plug plants, you could sun them directly in the ground or in a seed bed. You're looking about a centimetre deep, basically. Just make sure they never dry out. Now, really, you want to keep the tray somewhere bright, but not in direct scorching sun. And the compost should stay moist, as I've just said, never waterlogged. Once the seedlings appear and start to develop their first true leaves, they'll grow happily in plugs, which is why I grow them in plugs, until they are sturdy enough to plant out. When you do plant them out, you've got to make sure you just give each one enough space to form a nice tight head. And I like to give 30 centimetres of space between each cabbage plant. And then once they're planted, it's really easy. It's also worth, when you plant them out, in the hole where you are planting them, to add some garden lime. This just adjusts the pH to make these plants a little bit better. But that's the same for any brassicas. These Durham earlies are really lovely, reliable, but they will give you crops early next year. So you've got to give them plenty of space to grow, 30 centimetres of space. Keep them weed free, keep the soil moist, especially during dry spells. And next year you should get some nice firm heads. Now the thing is, what you've got to do when it comes to harvesting these cabbages is keep an eye on them. And what you'll see is they'll grow quite nicely and they'll start to form this head. As the head grows and gets tighter and tighter, when it's a nice size and it's nice and tight, that's when you harvest. And what I recommend you do is just take a knife and cut the stem off just below the cabbage itself, and then cut an X inside the stalk that's left in the ground. That might give you the chance to harvest some more cabbages. They will be small, but sometimes you get more cabbages from that stem, so you actually get two crops from one, which is always something that I'm very keen to promote. So that is how we're going to grow our cabbage Durham early. They are incredibly easy. Brassicas are really easy, I've got to say, but they are staple throughout the winter. They will grow throughout the winter. They tend to tolerate the cold quite well. If it does get really, really cold, you can simply pot over a bit of a fleece blanket just to keep them a little bit warmer. Anyway, that is it for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, thank you so much for your support. Hope you have a great weekend, whatever you're doing. But until next time, please take care.